that I'm not going to talk about. I usually pull a hard sell. Hey, Festivarians, how you doing there, boy? Here we are on these beautiful mountains here in Telluride, but I want you to imagine, if you will, that you've stumbled into a mountain grove in the Appalachians, and there's a couple sitting on the porch. Their beautiful baby Juno is inside, sound asleep, and they're just playing a little bit of music on the front porch. Of course, it happens to be Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn. Ladies and gentlemen.
Someday I'm gonna own this room. Hello, Telluride. How are you? We're going to do a song now that was written by Lily Mae Ledford and her Coon Creek Girls from the 1930s out of East Kentucky. And it's a wonderful song about going all over the world, many, many places, but they happen to leave out the one very, very beautiful place that we happen to be in at this very moment. So we need your help writing a new verse to this song. Could you please help us thinking of a rhyme with Telluride?
Out of line.
Bonafide.
Purified. Purified.
What's that, man in the yellow shirt?
Purified.
Purified. With your arms to the sky. Oh my God.
Did you say Euroglide?
Come on, we need another one. Smell your hide.
That's pretty good.
Well,
the great divide. What was that? Music pride. Satisfied. Satisfied. All right, that's pretty good. Yeah.
Did we work for that?
It clean.
We're having a huddle.
Here we go.
Going around this world, baby, my. Going around this world, that I've been to.
Thanks so much, everybody. How's it going? Are you guys cooking up out there? You all right? You look great. Well, for anybody who doesn't know, Abby and I are married. We're a couple. And we're a couple of banjo players. And the big news in our world over the last couple of years is that we have a two-year-old boy named Juno Jasper Washburn Fleck. It's a big name. We expect a lot from this little guy.
He's going to get a real job when he grows up.
Yeah, a real job.
kitty.
There he is. Gina, what's up?
I love you. Hi. I love you. He's waving to you.
Anyway, when we knew that we were going to have this baby, we decided to take a whole summer off, and we were really excited about spending a summer really getting to know what it's like to be parents, but also we were excited because we're thinking about all that time to work on our duo music.
Just us and all this time to create new stuff and an infant.
So we're going to play the one tune we were able to come up with that summer. And we didn't have any time to come up with any lyrics. Thank you.
We're going to go from Appalachian-inspired music to music inspired by song from Sichuan province in China in the Himalayas. This is called Kangfulesianya. I learned this from old lady Wong. She was my teacher at the time. Yeah, Bela's come with me to China a couple of times, about three times now.
Yeah, every time we're in China, Abby speaks beautiful Mandarin, but it always sounds to me like when she's talking to people, like they're having an argument.
This one time we were in a taxi, and I think we had just gotten to the airport, and I don't think Bill had heard me speak a whole lot of Chinese, and get in the taxi cab, and the cab driver says, "你想去哪呀?"
And what did you say?
I said, "我们现在去那个宾馆吧." And then,
what did he say?
He said, "我知道，我知道嘞." And then,
what did you say?
I said, "What?" And Bill was like, "Are you guys angry at each other?"
Hey, what did you guys actually say?
I said, "We're going to that hotel in the car." And he said, "Yeah, I know." And I said, "Oh, good." This is Kangfulesianyan. The sun has come out, and we're so happy about it.
Thank you.
when you're gone. Someday soon we'll all work through. This car won't bring me back to you. Oh no, I work for you in your chair. Ago, Bail and I got to play in Morgantown, West Virginia, and do you guys remember the big chemical spill in the river in Morgantown just over a year ago? Well, we had some friends come backstage and hang out with us, and they were telling us that the river still isn't cleaned up well enough to be at the level for drinking water. So people that can afford it buy a bottle of water, and everybody else just has to drink the tap water anyway. And it reminded me of a woman named Sarah Ogan Gunning, who wrote a song in the 1930s. She was the wife and daughter of coal miners. Come all you coal miners, wherever you may be, and listen to a story that I'll relate to thee. My name is nothing extreme, but the truth you all tell. I am a coal miner's wife, I'm sure I wish you well. Coal mining is the most dangerous work in our land today, with plenty of dirty slaving work and very little pay. Coal miner, won't you stand up and open your eyes and see what the dirty capitalist system is doing to you and me. They'll take our very lifeblood, they'll take our children's lives, take fathers away from children, and husbands away from wives. Coal miner, won't you organize, wherever you may be, and make this a land of freedom for workers like you and me. Dear miner, they will slave you till you can't work no more. And what do you get for your living but a dollar at the company store? A tumble down shack to live in, snow and rain pours in the top. You have to pay the company rent, and you're paying, it never stops. I am a coal miner's wife, I'm sure I wish you well. Let's sink this capitalist system in the darkest pits of hell.
Maybe we should do like a pro big business song now. What do you think? I like to teach the world to sing.
Thanks to Sarah Bengani for writing that song. And Bela is a fellow that's been, well, you guys know more than anybody else in the world. He's been exploring the territories of the universe with his banjo. And there isn't many places he hasn't been. You've probably followed him to Africa. He made his beautiful documentary, Throw Down Your Heart, there. Of course, the Flat Tones have been on the stage, played epic sets. Unidentifiable, fabulous music, and most recently Bela wrote a concerto that you all got to hear last year on the stage with the Denver Symphony. And now he's going to do what I think is my favorite way to hear Bela, which is just totally solo and totally acoustic. Please make him welcome, Bela.
Honey, does this banjo make me look fat? Is it time for a viral hit?
Bale and I haven't been a part of many YouTube hits, but we were asked by a very prestigious and noble journalistic organization to be a part of a program where they have bands come in and play covers of songs that they choose. And so The Onion invited us to be a part of their program at the AV Club, and this is this is what we did.
A tribute to 80s hair bands. I feel good. You feel good?
Yeah, there's something about that. Look, Bayla, it makes me feel things I never thought of.
Well, save that thought, honey. Thank you. That was uplifting.
Going from 80s rock. Does anybody out there like a good old time murder ballad? Yeah, me too. Especially when I'm having a bad day. You just listen to a bunch of old time murder ballads and it gives you perspective, you know? It's like, well, at least I'm not hanging from a tree or floating face down in the river or have a pen knife stuck in my eyeball. It's actually quite uplifting.
You know, when Abby starts rocking the murder ballads, I think that's an excellent time for me to head down to the basement and do some banjo maintenance work. So that's when I'll usually, like, I might floss my frets, or I might put new 3-in-1 oil in my Keith Scruggs tuners.
One day I was having a particularly bad day, and for some reason, the murder ballads just weren't cheering me up.
Sometimes I'll loosen up my resonator screws just a little bit, and then I'll try and tighten them right back to where I have them.
And I realized it was, you know, little Sadie, pretty Polly, the girl on the banks of Ohio, darling Corey. I mean, Knoxville girl. It's always the girl that seems to die in the murder ballads.
Sometimes I'll just get out like a small Phillips head screwdriver, and I'll just look at it.
So I decided I had to write a song where the girl doesn't die.
You are
feels like it might be a good time to sing a gospel song. Sing-along, or call and response. So I'm going to sing, "Hear it ring," and you're going to sing, "Hear it ring." I'm going to sing, "All the joy." You're going to sing, "All the joy that it brings, that it brings." You feeling it?
I'm feeling it!
Okay, we're going to practice it real quick. I'll sing both of our parts. He said he wanted to hear more. And in fact, I should just tell you that on this song, if you think you sound bad, just sing louder. It helps. Let's start again.
That's what I'm talking about.
Here we go. On this road of life, you have harbored pain and strife, standing at the gates of hell. Oh, but when you hear it ring, it will send no suffering. It's God's great divine bell. Here we go. Hear it ring. God's great divine bell.
I would encourage postpartum clogging. So I'm just getting my clogging feedback, so thank you for that encouragement. And Bayla and I learned this song because we've been thinking about all the amazing elders in bluegrass and country and old time music that we've lost in the last few years. People like Pete Seeger and Mike Seeger and Earl Scruggs, Doc Watson and Hazel Dickens and Gene Ritchie. So we wanted to sing a song for them. This is a song that I learned after going to Doc Watson's memorial in Heathcap, North Carolina, just a few years ago. It comes from the Sacred Heart tradition from Appalachia. Thank you.
hard to sing like that after dancing, isn't it, up here?
Thanks for that intro. We want to say a huge thank you to Richard Battaglia and Josie Hoggard and all the people at Planet Bluegrass. And most especially thank you to this pile of beautiful people we get to look at. Thank you for making us a part of your High Mountain family. Feel so lucky.
He's working us. Yeah, back when we were had that summer off and we were talking about dreaming up different possibilities for things we could do together in our duet, I said to Abby, you know, I've got an incredible idea. What if
I said what?
And I said, what if we did one of my tunes?
And I said, well, what if you'd push the baby out your hoo-hoo?
That's right. You said something a lot like that. Does that mean we're not going to do one of my tunes?
Yeah. The sleep deprivation lesson. Well, for the sake of domestic tranquility, we learned this song together.
Yeah, this is a Flecktones tune from 95. That's 1995. And it was written on the departure for South Africa. It was first trip to Africa, and we went over there to collaborate with the great musicians of South Africa back then. And it was an exciting time in South Africa because Nelson Mandela had just been, he'd just become the first democratically elected president of South Africa. And so everybody was telling us about the new South Africa that we were going to experience over there. And we did, playing with the musicians over there. This is a tune I wrote called New South Africa. Abby's been kind enough to learn it.
And I really think it's an amazing tune. You know, it just sometimes it gets that way. You spend a lot of time with someone. You have a baby with them that doesn't sleep.
So we are doing the tune.
Thank you so much for
having us.
Thanks,
everybody. Yeah, it's been wonderful playing for you today in New South Africa. Thank you. Abigail Washburn.